It's time now for a special federal budget edition of Arts News with Michaela Boland, the ABC's National Arts, Culture and Entertainment reporter. Hello, Michaela.
Good morning, Eddie.
Hey, so Michaela, last night, Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg, he handed down his first budget. It also happens to be a pre-election budget. The centrepiece was tax cuts for people earning 40 to 90,000. How does that affect arts workers?
Well, I suppose arts workers so often are in the lower earning categories. So on the one hand, there might be some tax relief for those arts workers lucky enough to have regular incomes. Of course, there's many arts workers who earn below $40,000, so they don't won't receive any kind of kicker in this budget. And there's also the fact that so many people who work in the arts are freelance and have, or, you know, as you well know, cobbled together incomes from various different sources, or have in fact very lumpy incomes. So my read on that is that the arts will be less interested in some tax cuts that may or may not be coming their way, and would like to see more actual measures in the budget for their industry.
Yeah. Okay, so if the Coalition wins the election coming up very soon, let's talk about what the arts are going to get, might get. There were a few measures announced before last night, including $22 million over 3 years for the Bundanon Trust. That looks after the former home of Arthur Boyd on the south coast of New South Wales. So this is on top of $8.6 million provided by the state government. So what would this money provide?
Well, the Trust has been working for many years on this master plan for a new gallery, an art storage facility, because, of course, that area is very prone to bushfires and the collection there is quite substantial, and it will also enable the property to open full time. But this was the only measure in the arts, in the budget that was announced for the visual arts. So given that it is more about heritage, tourism, and, you know, a wonderful initiative, but nothing really much there for working artists, that was quite disappointing to observe.
Yeah. Now, there's $29.6 million for SBS, and there's some funding for the ABC as well, $43.7 million for news. But that's bad news for the national broadcaster overall.
That's right. Despite extensive requests from the ABC, the budget papers have locked in some $83.7 million. A pause. It's called a pause, you know, this very evocative language. But anyway, effectively a cut in indexation funding flagged in last year's budget. And this is on top of $254 million that the ABC has absorbed in efficiency cuts over the past 5 years.
Yeah. Now, there's also been some disappointment from the screen industry about this budget. Why is that?
They're pretty cross in the screen industry. They've had three reviews during this term of government, but there's been no outcome to help the industry that's competing increasingly with international streaming services. So the most recent of those reviews was a look at Australian drama and children's drama. A report was put to the Communications and Arts Minister Mitch Fifield at the end of 2017, and still he has not his department has not released any measures, allocation, any response to that information that they've been sitting on for almost 18 months now.
And we go from disappointing news to actually just bad news from the National Library of Australia's digitisation project.
Yes, that was not, you know, it was listed as, you know, kind of good news. But in fact, so, you know, so many people will be familiar with the National Library's Trove interface that we can access all sorts of documents. I mean, the real capturing of Australian history. So that was funded about 4 years ago. And the funding at that time was about $4 million a year. Well, the funding continues, but it's continuing at $2.5 million a year. The government might argue that the sort of that initial funding tranche was to sort of make up for lost time, a bit of a catch-up process, and this is ongoing funding. But in any case, it will reduce the amount of digitisation that the National Library can do.
Yeah, now there's lots of other news as well that we could talk about, Michaela. Unfortunately, we've run out of time, but we can direct people to the website where you will have written about the arts funding in the budget.
And we'll write some more. That's right. Thanks, yeah. Eddie.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Take care.
Thanks for coming to give us the federal budget lowdown for the arts. Michaela Boland, the ABC's National Arts, Culture and Entertainment reporter. I'd love to know what you think about this budget is offering for the arts. What's made you happy? What's made you sad? What would you like to see? You can send an email to me, arts on rn@abc.net.au. That's arts on rn@abc.net.au.